Okay. Thanks for this opportunity. This is a really great thing to be able to do. A couple things I might tell about myself. I grew up in upstate New York in Schenectady. I went to school in Cincinnati, got a painting degree. By the time I was done, I was doing more sculpture. I worked as a scenic painter and for 10 years as a model maker. So this is an installation I did in a museum in Beloit, Wisconsin. It's about 41 feet long, sort of riffing on some water map pieces I found in an atlas and then sort of twisting them around to make more dynamic hurricane-type shapes, and then crushing up some cruise ship models I made and combining them with some foam to make some sort of hybrid landscape forms. That happens to be on the left, another piece that was in the show that was completely unrelated but worked really, really well, I think, in a surprising combination. And I decided it'd be interesting to sort of park some condos on top of the crushed cruise ship islands, go on a cruise to visit an island made up of broken cruise ships and have a nice time. One of the things I was doing there was playing around with a flat wall space and then three-dimensional objects. This one is called Curio Failures. It's about 7 feet tall. It's sort of a hybrid curio cabinet sliced through a neglected museum. One of the things I do is make these very small sculptures out of sort of intuitively combined from fragments and leftover bits of larger projects that I never finished. So I have a table covered with bits and pieces, and sometimes I just sort of shuffle them around and see what goes with another thing. And so I decided to sort of present some of these ideas in a more formal setting, maybe presenting them as sort of monuments or public sculptures of things that just didn't work out. So it's an interesting flip-flop between the curio scale miniature object and then sort of the presentation model. This is called Mini Storage. It's a small drawing, like 11 by 14 inches. One of the things I've been noticing over the last couple of years is the accumulation of cardboard boxes in my life, and I just decided to sort of tackle it as a new form of a new topic. This is one of those small wall sculptures that I was sort of briefly discussing, you know, a leftover water storage tank from another project and some pipes that I've been using here and there and various things, and they just sort of found each other and then just sort of play around with it. I turned it upside down. It's called Resource Management. It's about 15 inches tall. This is called Opportunity. Likewise, those cranes I built for some other project that I just didn't really finish for I don't know what reason. But then by the time they sit around in a box, you can sort of play around with them and do something a little more open-ended. Just thinking about trying to drag some value out of sand or something like that. This one is called Diminishing Returns. It's small also. It's about 6 inches wide. Again, I had some fence that I got, you know, I used to work at a model shop and they had a laser cutter, so I cut miles and miles of this tiny little fence stuff out of paper. I just started playing around with it, sort of, you know, feelings of constriction, treating it almost like line work. This is very fast, isn't it? This is a larger pen and ink drawing. It's about 35 inches wide. It's called Sink. And this is a direct riff on that that installation with the crushed cruise ships in the water. I was just thinking about playing around with how the light streams through the deep ocean. Sort of a very sort of removed perspective. Keeps the viewer far away. Makes it bigger and bigger. You can see these little miniature subs. I thought by the time I was done with it, it needed a little bit of levity or mystery to sort of mix it up a little bit. I guess I get to rest for a second. my gallery that I just signed on with recently in Soho, Ronald Feldman Fine Arts, they do a holiday multiple every year. So one artist, I was very grateful to be the artist this year, gets to make a small object that they send out to their friends and friends of the gallery. So this is all of them laid out. It was so great once I got them all finished and all lined up. It just made a really, really great shot. So the idea was a snow globe, but then filled with sand instead. And then somehow I stumbled on the idea of sticking a lonely, empty shopping cart with a couple tumbleweeds in it. It's just interesting how the sort of decision to change from snow to sand sort of led to all these kind of meanings and readings that sort of I kind of stumbled into in a nice accidental kind of way without trying too hard. There's another larger drawing, just finished about a month ago. It's about 35 inches wide. This is me sort of getting some color back into some of my drawing work, which has traditionally been like pen and ink, like black and white. Oh, playing around with, like, you know, again, an overabundance of stuff, this time extension cords and clip lights, and seeing where I can take things that are in my life and almost take, like, a still life kind of approach to it, clip lamps and a piece of wood, and the idea that each lonely object on the sod has its own little light that it's focusing in on, giving it some sort of importance. This is called Washout. I finished a couple years ago and then reinvested it with some color fairly recently. It's about 6 feet wide. It's all out of styrofoam carved and pressed into these sort of canyon-like shapes. It's based on a suburban development. You can see footprints of houses. And it's almost as if there's sort of some sort of natural force carved it into deeper and deeper canyons as it go along, with fragments of windows and door frames and things like that. For me, this is an interesting sort of reinvestigation of color. I mean, it's fairly subtle, but the different colors of the landscape flock with the pinks and the yellows and things like that. For me, that was very exciting. The work had been getting a little bit monochromatic and things like that, and playing around with stuff like that. This is another very small piece. I don't know what to say. I found a piece of wood with a knot in it that I needed to cut off to make something. So I was laying around the studio, and I had an Apollo 13 capsule, and they seemed to go together nicely. And it just sort of felt like it needed a sky and a little bit of compression. I had a lot of fun playing around with the real size objects that are in our scale versus the small scale objects. So this is the second in these new color drawings I'm doing, about the same size, 35 inches wide. Reworking with the piles of boxes and then adding a little tension with the colored ropes and, I don't know, meandering extension cords and playing around with defining a nice open flat plane with a minimum of means and then populating it with a whole bunch of junk that I seem to live with without intending to. Playing around with the patterns of the carpets and the light and how it casts. Really just sort of experimenting with color again, which has been a long time since I've done. So yeah, that's where I am right now.